We have an announcement today here on the Arts and More show. The former host, Lorraine Caron, the woman who got this all started, is retiring this year. Lorraine has worked in radio for 37 years. She was born here in Kalamazoo and started her radio career as a volunteer for a public radio station in Albuquerque, New Mexico. Then she moved back and worked for WYYY and WKZO before finally landing here at WMUK.
I was looking for a job, and I went to every radio station in town, including this one. And soon after, their news anchor decided that he was going to leave, and they remembered me. So Tony Griffin hired me, and my official full-time start date was January 1st, 1991. And it saved my life. It really did, because I needed a job desperately at that time. And I like to say I was one step away from flipping burgers, you know, somewhere. And they hired me here, and I've had such a great 22 years. I can't believe it.
So how old were you when you started here?
I was 36 at the time, yeah.
2 years later, she started co-hosting our bluegrass show, Grassroots, with volunteer Mark Salgren.
I really wanted the chance to do that show because I was a fan of that show and I love that kind of music. I love all music. But I was afraid that by taking some of my time from my 40 hours a week here to be on Grassroots, that would ruin the listening experience of the program for me. And so I was like, oh, I'm not sure I want to do that. But of course, I really did want to do it. So, and it didn't ruin the experience, luckily.
And what is Lorraine going to do when she retires, you might ask? Probably the same thing she's enjoyed doing for years.
If you ever change your mind about leaving me behind, I'll bring it to me. Bring your sweet love, bring it on home to me.
I remember reading in a book once that a lot of artists tend to come at their craft in a less than straightforward manner. And that really resonated with me because I thought my love of music has a lot to do with why I wanted to be in radio in Albuquerque and continue in radio here. I wanted to get close to music in any way that I could. So as I've gotten older, I realized that really, you know, I wanted to make music. So I tried to learn to play the guitar, tried to learn to play the mandolin with no success. And then one day I thought, well, I really just want to sing. And I can sing, I can carry a tune. So all I needed to find was someone who would, you know, provide the instrumentation. And there are so many musicians in Kalamazoo. So basically that's what I've really always wanted to do, is be a singer and a musician. Not that my career in radio, you know, hasn't been incredibly valuable and informative, because it has. I've learned so much about music.
Lorraine also sings in a jazz group called Trio de Soleil with our underwriting manager, Anders Dahlberg, and former WMUK general manager, Floyd Pienka.
Every time we say goodbye.
And I just want to say that, you know, being from Kalamazoo and then being away for a while as an adult and coming back and seeing Kalamazoo through different eyes, the arts community here is absolutely amazing. And by the arts community, I mean everyone who goes to arts events, everyone who performs, everyone who creates. You know, it's like there's this magic sort of, you know, place that everything is encouraged. You know, people get to create and do what they want. And in Kalamazoo, it seems like no one gets put down for their efforts, no matter how, you know, new they are to a medium. I don't know. It's just, I just feel like Kalamazoo is so supportive.
We'll miss Lorraine, but don't worry. You can find her singing the blues most Saturdays from 5 to 8 at Old Dog Tavern in Kalamazoo. Best of luck.
There's no love song finer, but how strange the change from major to minor. Every time we say goodbye.